Senate Bill 41 has had its second reading.
Senate Bill 41, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Heineman.
Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, last year's Senate Bill 248, which was a bill initiated by the governor, passed this House almost unanimously. This legislation created the South Dakota Higher Education Savings Plan. These accounts, which can be set up by parents, grandparents, or really any individual, allow people to save for higher education on a tax-advantaged basis. That is, all the earnings that you get from it are tax-free when they are used for qualified higher ed expenses in public, private, in and out of state, college, tech schools, whatever. The key component to this legislation last year is that we put the Investment Council in charge of this, in implementing the program and in choosing a program manager. These negotiations over the past year have created an extremely beneficial program for the state of South Dakota. And once I go through to Senate Bill 41, if I could have your indulgence for a couple minutes, I would like to very enthusiastically tell you about this program. This is a program that you're going to want every one of your constituents to know about. Senate Bill 41, however, which came out of House Education on consent, basically just changes some of the provisions within Senate Bill 248. And we do that to bring them into compliance with IRS codes. The first one simply says, if you want to take your money out, you don't have to wait 60 days. The second one says, if you want to direct your investment, as long again as it's done prudently, and the council will help you with that, you may do it on an annual basis. You may make those, change those decisions. And finally, it deals with the maximum. If you'll notice, the original bill said that the maximum you could contribute was according to a safe harbor limit. And that was assuming your child went to an Ivy League school, it took them 5 years for undergraduate, and it was $175,000. However, current savings plans across the country are moving that up to a maximum benefit allowed, and they're saying that 5 years plus two more graduate. They're now moving it up to $250,000. So you will have, if you decide to set one of these up, you can put as little in, but you can also put up to $250,000. So basically what Senate Bill 41 does is just make those changes within the bill, also puts in an emergency clause, and this is extremely important because of the scholarship provision that I will now mention. If I can go back again to what the Education Savings Plan actually is, as I mentioned, we put this under the control of the Investment Council. And what they did is, as Steve Meyer commented, most every state had already designed theirs. So because he said we were one of the last people to dance with, the Investment Council was able to very ably negotiate with a company called PIMCO to set up their education savings plan. This is considered by many to be the best bond funds in the country, making this an important and attractive education savings plan for anyone in the country. This is just not for South Dakotans. If you're from Massachusetts, you can buy an education savings plan through South Dakota's. The second thing they did is they set up or negotiated a plan, again, this is the Investment Council, that will give South Dakotans a chance to buy directly through PIMCO at the very lowest cost in the country. And what that is, there will be no annual fee, no administrative fee, and what Steve Meyer tells us is that it will cost 65 basis points, which is 0.065% to manage this. Most every other plan is at least 1% more. That's for South Dakotans. However, anyone can buy through this plan a variety of their different plans. Finally, and this is the part that everybody is going to want to tell their constituents, they have been able to negotiate with PIMCO a scholarship program. And since that's a topic that we all like to talk about a great deal, what they have been able to negotiate with PIMCO is this. that once we get started with this, and if we can sign the emergency clause, this spring they will be awarding, and this is PIMCO, totally their expense, they will be awarding 70 scholarships to South Dakota students to use in any South Dakota school, public or private, $2,000 a year for 4 years. They will do the same thing next year. They will do the same thing the year after that. And they will continue to do this if they can see that people are really buying into this program. They're hoping if they can get what they think
time.
Is possible.
McCoy yields.
Thank you, Representative Dunafin. They're hoping if they can, if this goes as well as they anticipate, that in the next 5 to 7 years, they should be able to raise $5 billion worth of assets in this program, allowing us to have 500 scholarships a year at no expense to the state of South Dakota, sponsored by PIMCO. This program will be launched in April. PIMCO has agreed to hire an in-state advertising firm, all at their expense, so that every South Dakotan is aware of this program and can set this up for any of their, as I said, children, grandchildren, friends, whatever. This is an extremely exciting program. We thank the Investment Council, Steve Meyer, Matt Sawyer, Tammy Otten, who spent a great deal of time on this. This is an exciting opportunity for South Dakota, and I urge your support of Senate Bill 41, which again just makes some changes in the provisions. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on Senate Bill 41. Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I want everyone to really realize that this is a fabulous program. Every parent, I hope everyone in the gallery will tell everyone that's not here right now how fabulous a program the South Dakota Investment Council has negotiated for us. Encourage every parent, every grandparent to get involved in this program to make these funds available to students, to kids in South Dakota. Vote for the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on Senate Bill 41. Representative Klocek.
Mr. Chairman, I'm members of the body. I, too, rise in support of this bill. I believe Jeff Moser from the Treasurer's Department 3 years ago had almost a similar bill. So it's absolutely a good bill, and I do support it. And I think there's been a bill similar to it before. And good ideas do start on both sides of the aisle, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm members of the body.
Further remarks, Representative Vicarious.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I agree this is a good bill. The previous ones we've had offered, of course, they only allowed kids to go to South Dakota schools. This actually allows a South Dakota kid who gets money from his parents or his relatives to go to any school. It's using our Section 529 plan in the IRS code, and it's far improved over what previous bills were, and it's time to vote for it.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 41. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of Senate Bill 41. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of Senate Bill 41. Representative Bogolka.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I would like to introduce two separate groups of people, so if you'd hold your applause till the end, I'd appreciate it. First of all, my older sister Dorothy from Jordan, Minnesota is up here, and my nieces and nephews, her four oldest of seven children, Serena, Michelle, Danny, and Nate are up here. And then sitting next to me is Kristen Danielson from Toronto, South Dakota. She is a junior at Dubrook, and she is one of the several Allstate journalists that are here today with us. And if all the Allstate journalists in the House would stand up and be recognized, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Welcome to your legislature.
Are we ready? Yeah.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote, please.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, excused 3.
Senate Bill 41, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed.